From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Paula Poundstone, and Maz Jobrani. Here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill stuffs your stocking full of rhymes. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, a new study shows that in addition to burning fossil fuels and deforestation, there is something even more common that's contributing to global warming. What is it? Something people do.
Something people do. It has nothing to do with normal activities, I assume.
Oh, it does, actually. Something that a lot of people, more people want to do than accomplish it.
Lose weight.
Exactly right. Losing weight. A pair of researchers in Australia have determined that the fat we burn through exercise, or trying to squeeze into our skinny jeans, doesn't just disappear, right? It's processed as energy in the body, which through a chemical reaction turns it into water, energy, and carbon dioxide. That CO2 goes straight into the atmosphere through that exhaust pipe you call a mouth.
If our fat is energy, then why can't we power our own house? Why can't I just hook myself up to my thermostat and keep it at a nice 70 in my living room?
You know.
Are we on to something, Peter?
You could.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever wondered why if you do exercise, you get hot? You warm up, right?
I haven't had that experience. Well,
if you were to exercise.
I've wondered what would happen if I exercised.
Have you ever been cold and you jumped up?
I'm cold right now. My nose is cold right now. They keep
and
it really
on the
cold
times
in here.
When you've been cold, have you ever jumped up and down or rubbed your hands or just moved around to warm up?
No.
You've never done that. Can I recommend you try it next time?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you move your nose up and down to warm up?
You can rub it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Paula, Vogue magazine recently moved their offices to the brand new One World Trade Center.
Well, you are talking to the right person about that.
Yeah.
I know
your monthly copy of Vogue is well thumbed.
Oh, my gosh.
She gave herself a subscription for Christmas.
That's right.
As an employee bonus.
That was my Christmas bonus.
So anyway, the staff at Vogue has a big problem. What is that problem in their new offices?
Okay, they have a problem in that office.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that building, in the new building?
The problem is they ended up sharing the office with people they did not, with things they did not expect or want.
Hackers.
No.
Bugs? There's bugs?
No, larger.
There's rats.
Yes, there's
Ooh.
Rats.
Oh.
The fancy staffers at Vogue are afraid to step foot in their new offices due to a rat infestation. Said one employee of the magazine, quote, a bunch ate through the ceiling of a sports editor's office Ooh. And crawled all over his desk and left poops on his keyboard, unquote.
Wow.
This raises two questions.
Boy.
One, there's a sports editor at Vogue?
Yeah, that was my first question.
Second question, poops?
Yeah, it's multiple poop.
So the rats apparently got in through the vents.
Apparently you've only had a singular incident.
Yeah.
You just get like one little pellet.
Have they seen these rats, or are they just identifying them?
No, apparently they've seen the rats. The rats are running around.
I'm just wondering if this was sort of they're going from,
evidence.
Poop evidence.
No. They. I mean, you never know. You have to see the rats because if you're just going by the tiny little poops, it could just be the models. Very skinny people, is what I'm saying.
I think that's fair game there. I do.
Yeah, that's a good one.
They started it, after all.
That's a good one.
Roxanne, after unveiling a new campaign urging drivers not to jerk their steering wheels when skidding on snowy roads, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety immediately pulled that campaign. Apparently, people were misinterpreting the campaign slogan, which was what?
I think it was, don't jerk and drive.
You're exactly right, Roxanne. No, don't laugh. What's wrong with you people? It's a serious problem. Plain state like South Dakota, the snow, ice come, people hit an icy patch, they jerk the wheel, makes things worse, right? They crash. So state officials wanted to fix that. They created a campaign to educate the public to the danger called Don't Jerk and Drive. It's direct, it's easy to remember, and almost impossible to misconstrue in any way. So they printed up these giant billboards, don't jerk and drive, and posters.
I didn't know about the billboards.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's got to be like, wait a minute. Like, that's not going to, I mean, and they got all the way to the, because there was a guy who made the billboard. Even he could have been like, he could be like, are you sure about this?
Yeah.
You know, maybe they were in the meeting and they did each individually in their own head think jerk and drive, and they you know, but then they didn't want to seem immature,
right?
You know what I mean?
It's like the Emperor's New Clothes sort of,
right? Exactly. They're like, yeah, don't jerk and drive. I know what that means. Anybody thinking anything else? No. No, we're thinking you mean turn the wheel. That's right. They're very mature in South Dakota.
I understand. Okay.